Okay, continue to work our way up to the front row for the 108th running of the Indianapolis 500, joined by row two now, starting sixth. He finished third in last year's Indy 500, driving the number 14 Homes for Our Troops Chevrolet for A.J. Foyt Racing. Santino Ferrucci is here, starting fifth, ready to take on the first half of the Hendrick 1100, the fastest rookie in the 2024 Indianapolis 500 field, driving the number 17 HendrickCars.com Aero McLaren Chevrolet. It's Kyle Larson. And starting fourth, winner of the famed 100th running of the Indianapolis 500, driving the number 7 Aero McLaren Chevrolet, it's Alexander Rossi. Santino, we'll start with you. You're already bragging about how much golf you played this week, so you're relaxed. You're ready to go tomorrow. Is that what you're saying?
Yeah, of course. I mean, we're almost got to complete the third round today, but now we're here, so it's okay. I was burning anyway. But, yeah, no, it's been good. I mean, it's one of those things to where you just keep your mind off of driving a race car and hanging out with the boys and having a good time and getting a full reset.
Yeah, certainly that's well needed after a big qualifying weekend. And Kyle, welcome
What's
back.
What's handicap?
What's that?
A big number, my friend. A very large number.
How's your week gone, Kyle?
Just a little bit of golf. Not a whole lot. I played with some friends yesterday. But yeah, it's been honestly like really busy until the last couple of days. So it's been nice to get a couple days out of the car, kind of just relax, you know, enjoy the downtime before it gets crazy again. So, not much.
Yeah, and some of the festivities, I know, fastest rookie luncheon, the community day, all that sort of things. You're really
milk the cow, yeah.
The Indy 500, milk the cow. Yes, I understood that happened.
Thanks for starting that tradition, by the way. Huh?
Yeah. I think I was given a choice, but yeah.
And Alex, you said the other day you like your car a lot heading into Sunday.
Yes.
Okay, yes. We'll open it up for questions. We'll open it up unless you got something.
No, I was just going to talk about my week, but it's fine.
Well, I
did a turtle race.
Yes, you did do a
turtle
race.
Yeah, you were there.
I was there.
Yeah, turtles are not very smart, it would seem. It wasn't mine. I think it was actually Santino. I picked him up because he was going the wrong direction and placed him in the lead. Yeah. You're welcome.
This is accurate.
Thank you.
Yeah.
I'll take it.
He didn't win. what else did you? I don't play golf, so I didn't golf. And, yeah, the car's still good. So.
All right, good. Let's take some questions. Madeline has got the microphone here. Let's begin. Jenna Fryer on the other side of the room, and this will work around the room. I know everybody's got a question.
Hi, Jenna Fryer, AP. Kyle, Pato was just before you, and he said that your schedule is so busy that he spent almost no time with you, and you're at about 30% of the engineering meetings and things like that. Are you feeling like you're being pulled in a lot of directions and not able to spend as much time with your teammates as you'd like to?
No, I have been busy. I feel like I've been in a lot of the engineering meetings. I joked with our engineers. I was like, man, I've gone to more meetings in 1 week than I have all season in NASCAR to this point. So I feel like it's meeting after meeting. But no, I really haven't got to spend much time with anybody. The days start pretty early and then they end, you know, late. Then you get dinner and you kind of just want to relax. But no, I haven't gotten to spend a ton of time with them, but I don't really know how their schedules vary differently than mine. I feel like I do a lot of interviews and stuff during the day, you know, in between time and car and all that. But it's just a busy couple weeks of all on track. So I'm not sure, you know, when anybody gets time to hang out much.
And you do big events. You do the Daytona 500. Kings Royal, Chili Bowl, all kinds of things. What are some things about Indy and the Indy 500 prep that you have found special and enjoyed and you felt that they improve the event?
They have the funding to do it. I think there's a lot of races that, at least I'm talking like dirt races like Knoxville Nationals. And Kings Royal that, you know, like Knoxville does a really good job of getting it to the feel of a, you know, a big, you know, NASCAR event or even similar to like what this is on a much smaller scale. But, you know, with the history and the traditions and all that, I think that's been, you know, I joked about milking the cow, but like knowing that that's a fairly new tradition that's probably going to go on now mm-hmm. each year for a very long time is, you know, neat to be a part of. But and then too, I mean, just this facility is like, I mean, this is like Disneyland or Disney World of racetracks. It is the nicest facility, and I think all of that makes it feel, you know, even bigger too. So 2 weeks of stuff, you know, build up to the race. There's so many things that make this event feel different and bigger. But yeah, I mean, there's no other event I've been a part of to this point, and I haven't even gotten to race yet that's felt quite as big as the Indy 500.
And lastly, was your scooter stolen?
I don't know. I don't really. I've been leaving it at my motorhome. I've been leaving it at my motorhome, and then one day it was gone, and you hear about all these pranks and stuff. But I don't think it was a prank because it was just in the garage stall. So I'm not sure.
Maybe Alex did it.
I have had no time.
Yeah.
Unfortunately. Yeah.
What? If you had time, you'd be pranking?
Yes.
So the back row of Madeline. Let's go Jeff Gluck and then Nate Ryan after that.
Kyle, you know, obviously the weather is looking iffy. So how much have you thought about various scenarios? I know you don't get stressed about many things, but is this something that is stressing you out at all? What are your current thoughts on it?
I mean, sure, yeah. It's stressful because weather is always unpredictable, but yeah, you just don't really know until it's, like, happening. So it's hard to plan for weather. You can have all these plans and backup plans and backup plans for the backup plan, but you just can't really, like, do anything or react until it's kind of the moment. So that's what's a little bit stressful, but, yeah, it doesn't look too promising for Indy on Sunday, but I think for me, where I sit, like, if it's going to rain, I hope it rains all day. And if it's, you know, that way it can just get pushed to Monday or something, and then, you know, if Charlotte's not going to rain, I hope it just doesn't rain, and we can get it in on Sunday night and then come here Monday. But, again, I mean, it's weather. It changes. You know, the forecast changes kind of every day. But, yeah, we'll see.
Nate?
Kyle, kind of following up on Jenna's question. You said Sunday that things have gone just, like, so smooth, but I think you're talking more about, like, in the car. Like, outside the car, have they gone just as smooth, just as efficiently as, like, your support team of the 100 people just made it so it's just plug and play and you're just going where they tell you?
Yeah, I mean, I've been pretty relaxed from my side. I mean, I've done a ton of interviews and all that and signed a bunch of autographs and everything, but it's all been, nothing has been, like, surprising, or I've not felt, like, overwhelmed really at any point. It's all been smooth, and I think there's just been a lot of planning going on behind the scenes, you know, between Arrow McLaren and Hendrick Motorsports for months. So that's, you know, helped it be, you know, really smooth.
Have you had any moments yet of where you've woken up and wondered what city you're in, Charlotte or Indy?
No, because I've been in Indy the whole time, so it's pretty right pretty simple.
Nate, right next to us, Mike Hembree next.
Kyle, can you see us?
I told you.
I mean,
I totally
can. We can go. I'm good.
Does anybody have any questions for Santino?
This is one of the most talented race car drivers here. He drives everything. He does it with no sleep.
No, but seriously, do they have questions? Because if not, I think they could get done.
Yeah, we can leave.
Yeah, can we do that, please? I feel bad. No, I'm not trying to leave. I'm trying to these guys. So,
if there's no questions, why not?
All right. We've lost control. Bruce, what's your question for Alex?
It seems like all week you've kind of had your swagger back a little bit in terms of your performance. What is it about that you look like you're a lot more confident here this year than maybe in the recent past? How do you feel about the performance of your car?
I don't know that I agree with that. I think this is the first time in quite a few years that we made whether it's the Fast 6 or the Fast 9, so you're obviously going to be excited about that. But no, I think it's just been a really smooth month for the whole organization. I think we have four cars that have contributed really well throughout the month and pushed each other forward, and we all have really good tools to go to work on Sunday. So I just think it's a culmination of the hard work that was done in the offseason and just continuing to build the best race cars we can to go fast when it counts.
Mike, go ahead.
Kyle, I hate to ask another weather question, but is there a scenario where the 500 would start at 3 or 4 in the afternoon and you would race the 500 and not go to Charlotte?
I don't know. I think that's all kind of game time decisions and maybe decisions out of my control. But, I mean, I think the plan right now is hopefully everything just gets on, you know, going as scheduled and we don't have to worry about that. But like I said earlier, I think it's just all kind of spur of the moment decisions and we'll see.
Well, Tony Stewart.
What did he do?
Oh, it rained, and he was leading, and he said he would deal with the consequences, man. It's Indy 500.
Yeah.
How many? Do you have a Coke 600?
Yeah.
I was going to say, yeah, you're good. Stay here.
Yeah.
I like having you here.
Yeah.
Yeah, because they didn't have the playoffs back when he raced, so it's a completely different. Yeah, dude, you're good. I'd say he's staying here.
Yes. Easier said than done. Where's the microphone? Sorry, you got a who has a question?
Are these guys?
Let's
done?
Go. I don't.
Okay.
You got one for? Go ahead, Justin Rose from Detroit. Thanks, Justin.
Well, I want to get him involved. Everyone wants to ask Kyle about the doubleheader. Can you guys put yourselves in that position and think what kind of preparation that might take? And just does it seem like he's biting? But that type of double is a lot to try to do in one day and the prep for all that.
Man, it's impressive. But, I mean, there's very few drivers that drive everything today. He's one of them, and if anyone can do it, I think he can. I've driven some of the stock car stuff. It's very different. It's a lot of fun. You don't see IndyCar drivers doing the double. That's what's kind of, different for us because you have so many one-off entries coming to the 500. It's a little bit more feasible. I'd love to do an attempt at it. It's just like it's a completely different ball game. I mean, for me to go jump in a stock car like I did during the COVID years, it was so difficult. I mean, the first time I was behind the wheel was green flag at Homestead, which is a little ridiculous, but it was a lot of fun. But it's just the physical side of it. But Kyle is a super fit dude. I mean, the cars are so heavy to drive. The stock cars are really hot inside. I mean, you get a 90-degree day here, and you're in the car for 4.5 to 5 hours. I mean, I get out, and I'm completely depleted. So how you recover on a flight with IVs and everything and then getting another hot box that's like 130 inside there and do it all over again. I mean, amen to you, brother. So it's cool as hell. I'm rooting for him because, like, why not? Make some history.
Got anything for that, Rossi?
No, I think you covered it.
Yeah. Thanks.
We're good.
Man of many words.
We're glad you're still here, Santino. Okay, go ahead. Tony, you got time for two or three more.
This is for both Alex and Santino. When you guys were rookies and you had race morning and that first experience, Alex, we know how well that turned out for you that day. But talk a bit about what that race morning rookie atmosphere feels like and what Kyle might have to look forward to.
And it was it's as memorable for me as the end. And, I fell in love with this event at 9 a.m. that morning. Just because I had no idea, kind of, you go through all of the processes to get to that point, and you hear about it, but you don't really realize until you open your bus door that morning, and you're like, it is a life-changing kind of event and experience to be a part of. So I'm excited for him. I'm excited for every rookie that gets to experience it this year, because it is one of those things that will change your appreciation for this race and kind of motorsports in general. So it's a really cool kind of 3-4 hours, the build up that happens. Really hope, for a lot of reasons, kind of on the same line, that there is no weather so that he and the others can experience the full kind of build up to the event with all of the tradition and beauty that goes along with that. So fingers crossed that it all works out that way.
Let's go a couple follow-ups. I know, Nate's got one, and then we'll go back to Chris before we wrap things up here. Go ahead, Nate.
For Alex, when Pato was in here, he said that he felt like the Penske's are still kind of class of the field, the favorites. I know in qualifying you said you were kind of getting tired of hearing about the Penske's and their noise. Do you still feel like they're the team to beat here after Monday, or do you still need to see what happens Friday, or how do you assess that?
No, not at all. I think qualifying and their improvements over the off season were very much focused on qualifying. I think the field gets a lot tighter kind of in race running, and I think there's 10 cars that look good out there and that are very capable of winning the race on Sunday. So, yes, I mean, obviously they're going to be good, but it's not just them. Like, there's quite a few guys out there that look pretty strong.
And for Santino, obviously, career best at this race last year, where, like, you got, like, five top tens, top ten every time you've been in this race, and now you're affiliated with the team that was so good in qualifying with Penske. I mean, can you kind of just put that in perspective? I mean, it seems like this is – everything's kind of going your way going in this race.
Yeah, obviously, we were really quick last year in qualifying. I feel like, you know, we have had good cars here at Foyt, and part of our alliance for us is we struggle in the road and street. We were good in the speedway. That's where Penske kind of wanted to make up some ground. So it worked in a very – it was a very helpful relationship for us. And then, obviously, as you saw on Sunday for them, as much as they, you know, certain driver is not, you know, that's that guy. I mean, it's kind of how it is. But, I mean, I'm not going to lie, I'm on their shocks. But they're tuned to my setup and my car, and it's every driver's preference. I mean, like Alex said, what makes speed and qualifying here isn't necessarily a setup. It's everything that goes into the car that we can't see. But your race cars is very much driver preference, driver comfort, and there are a lot of really solid cars out there. Their three are pretty good. I'd say one or two of them actually looked really, really sporty compared to the third. And, you know, I didn't run much around Alex, but I did run around Kyle some, and Kyle looks good as well. So, you know, and 26 looks good. So it's pretty much anybody's day come Sunday.
Time for one more. Chris?
Kyle, you touched on this earlier, and I wanted to kind of ask you to elaborate over here. In 2022, I covered Knoxville, and the way that town embraced the event, it was mind-blowing to me. Could you elaborate a little bit more about how, you know, the town of Speedway, literally named Speedway, and the city of Indianapolis as a whole embraces the 500 and how you've come to experience that throughout your rookie year here at Indy?
Yeah, I mean, again, it's on a much smaller scale, but the feel from the town is very similar to the feel of, you know, Indianapolis. Like, I'm renting a house for, you know, family in Whitestown, you know, which is, what, 20 minutes from here, and, like, they're in, you know, a nice little, you know, neighborhood, and, like, every other house has an Indianapolis Motor Speedway flag hanging off their, you know, side of their house, which I think is really cool because, you know, they're a little bit outside the, you know, of Speedway and still supporting it on their houses. So that's cool. And just the local community gets into it. You know, Knoxville, even all year long, like, a lot of the people that live in town are just huge sprint car fans. And I would kind of compare the Prairie Dirt Classic in Fairbury, the late model event, you know, very similar too. So, again, much smaller scales, but very, very similar feel and how the community embraces the event.
And lastly, what's been the best piece of advice you've been given about competing in the Indy 500 for the first time, and who gave you that advice?
I mean, I don't know. I don't know. Like, I've had so much advice throughout the last year, I feel like. But I don't know. I've had lots of people just telling me to enjoy the experience, enjoy the event, and I've really tried. I feel like I've done a good job of that. You know, I've tried to take as much time as I can for the fans and media and all that, and I've really, you're typically, like, at a, you know, say a NASCAR event, you'd get kind of burnt out on it, but I haven't been burnt out on it because, you know, this is just such a cool event, and I don't know how often I'm going to run this race. I don't know if this is the only year I'm running it, so just trying to really enjoy it, and I have. This is it's been the coolest experience for sure to this point, and we haven't run the race yet.
Kyle, one last question for you. Who would your daughter like to see win the race on Sunday?
You.
Nice. What?
Yeah, Rossi. She said last night, you know, I'm going to finish second, and she wants Rossi to win. So
shoot.
Real fan right there.
I know. I know. Caitlin, I heard Caitlin say, because she thinks that my wife and him grew up going to the same school. So even though they were, you know, rival schools, but I guess that's why.
Neighbor
she does
schools.
Have a, she has one of his old Andretti, like, crew jerseys.
There you go.